I want you to imagine that you're picking up a part-time job at a gaming store, colloquially known as Game Slob, due to the overweight and unkept nature of its clientele. Despite not being a big fat geek yourself, you chose this job for the sole reason that the pay is just high enough to cover your rent and other expenses, and the location is amazing. This gaming store is right next to an athletic clothing store, right next to a supplement store. And across the mall, there was the gym that you go to, one of the best in the area. And on Sundays, the mall hosts a farmer's market for you to buy as much healthy food as you want. Sure, all of these lifestyle-centric stores help maintain your trim jock figure, but your store, it's right across from the food court. It's the most temptation that you face every day, and it's where all of your clientele spend a majority of their time before entering the store. Every time that you work at Game Slob, you smell all of those delicious smells of fresh food being cooked right in front of you. And it wafts in the store when you're not smelling the body odor of all of these unwashed gamers having to interact with these big, blobby, sedentary dorks. It helps keep you focused on staying trim. Hell, even your manager is a giant fat slob himself. Your manager is a professional gamer, and you just can't help but stare at his ass every time the two of you work together. He takes very short and staggered steps that make it look like it's very hard to move around. Every time he tries to restock, he ends up just bumping down displays with his big belly, or knocking down whole marquees with his fat ass. Despite all of that, he's extremely coordinated when he games and can ring up any nerd that comes in a matter of seconds. And so you usually stock the shelves while he sits behind the register, and he eats throughout the shift, and then on his lunch break, he goes to the food court and eats some more. You were surprised at how gluttonous your manager was, because when you first interviewed at Game Slob, he was eating an entire extra large pizza. Your manager is just the most unprofessional manager that you've ever had. He spends all of his time in the food court or in the break room eating. He goes up to the register and he's still chewing his way through every transaction. And on top of that, he's always out of uniform, wearing the geekiest, dorkiest graphic t-shirt that you ever seen in your entire life. And instead of wearing dress pants, he waddles around in gym shorts that only manage to cover half of his ass, despite being 6XL. Last month, your manager was taking a break in the food court, just pigging out, milkshake in one hand, and a 3-foot-long chili cheese dog in the other, when some of the jocks from the gym saw him as the perfect target for one of their pranks. They ran up behind him and pulled down his pants all the way down to the ground. And your manager, he just looked down and just guffawed, laughing so loud and belching as he just continued to eat. And he just stared at him. How does he have no shame? And then you realized that his fat was covering up his genitals. So there was nothing for him to be worried about as he finished his meal and walked all the way back to the store and asked for your help to pull up his pants. And you did. Getting really close to him, you just smell all of the body odor that's collected onto his body. He smells like grilled onions and cheese. And to be quite frank, despite how fat and slobby your manager is, compared to your coworkers and your clientele, he's pretty clean. All of your coworkers, they just kind of blend together or some variation of hairy, dorky, with glasses, unkept hair, and a fat body. But you could usually identify them based on their smell. It wasn't uncommon for you to walk into the store and find out that you're training some new fat dork. And so over the months that you work at Game Slob, you grow accustomed to being in close quarters with these big, fat mouth breathers, having to run them through how to work the register as they dumbly try to type with their big, fat fingers that are only good for playing video games. You become accustomed to watching these obese, fat idiots just drool all over themselves as the smell of the food court wafts into the store. You even grow to ignore the filthy ejaculation stains that cover some of the most scantily clad box art that you've ever seen in your entire life. Every time that you have to put up posters of a video game character where they're scantily clad, barely wearing anything besides some very revealing armor, you have to prepare yourself mentally to clean up after all these horny gamer slobs and their greasy, fast food scented loads that they spurt onto the floor and their pants and all over the displays. But the only place that you refuse to clean up is underneath the cash register, because every time you had to go there, you are acutely aware of the smell, the stench of gamer slob cum that's been building up underneath there for decades. And it's the same reason why you refuse to sit on the couch in the break room, the one that's started out as white, but over the years has been covered in food stains and gamer slob cum from all the past employees. This mall over the years has just become infested with fat gay gamer slobs. You remember one particularly hot summer when you had to work by yourself during the release of this video game about some hunky spy who walked around shirtless throughout the digital world solving mysteries. It caused all of these horny gay gamer slobs to go feral. Mall security had to go into the food court bathroom to break up this huge orgy that had formed, all because all these fat, filthy gamer slobs were so riled up by the main character of this video game and his six-pack. But today, you go to the gym after work, and you're surprised to find that it's shut down. Apparently, this gym was losing so much clientele because of all those horny fat gamer slobs gawking through the window, staring at them as they work out and jerking their tiny cocks underneath their fat bodies to all of the jacked hot jocks working out inside. Apparently it made all the clientele so uncomfortable that the gym was losing a ton of money by staying open. You had remembered walking into the gym every day and seeing the massive buildup of semen turning the glass from clear and clean into milky stained glass. But you were so accustomed to working at Game Slob that you really didn't think anything of it. Nor did you think of anything particularly wrong when the sauna in the gym became overflown with all of these horny, hungry, hairy men. Slightly disappointed that your gym is shutting down, you head back and try to get some protein powder and maybe a shirt, so that way you can go find another gym and just start anew, but you find that the athletic clothing store is also shutting down and you can't find any protein powder in your nutritional store because they're making a pivot to only selling mass gainer shakes and other supplements that help you bulk. You think this is odd, but you just shrug it off. As you shrug off the many decisions that this mall makes to maintain its profits, he began to see a shift in the clientele. Whereas before, there was a variety of body types that would come to this mall. Now, because of the Game Slob store and the new buffet that's going to take the place of the gym and this plus-size shop that's going to take the place of this fitness brand clothing store, this mall became more inhabited by fat gamer slobs. Motorized scooters became more commonplace, and he became more alienated than you'd ever felt. And just as you decide to apply to work at a different location, you get promoted into assistant manager. Your pay doubles. You get healthcare benefits and everything. But now, you have to spend upwards of 40 hours a week surrounded by all of these big, fat, smelly, horny slobs. Before, by working part-time at the Game Slob shop, you could really just get away from the smell of piss, cum, and nacho cheese. But now, you were surrounded by slobs all the time. You headed down the part of the mall that you normally don't go to get a book from the bookstore, and you just find that even the bookstore has been carved out and replaced with a burger joint. When you hear sounds of sex happening in the men's bathroom, you go over to the police station to get a mall cop on the job, but even they are just too chubby and blubby to even do anything about it. They're not even in the police station. You have to go all the way to the burger joint where you just find them just laying back with a burger on their belly, munching on a burger in each hand, and just belching and farting, just sitting around not doing their job. In fact, it seemed like nobody except you and all the fast food workers were working in this mall. You had to close one night and you saw all the janitors, where they used to be trim and fit and always cleaning, were now just going around the food court looking for leftover food, and whenever they found something uneaten, they just unzipped their jumpsuits, let their big hairy bellies just flop out, sit down and just start eating. And after the janitors began to give in to their slobbish desires, he began to realize that the mall smelled more and more like Game Slob every day. Piss stains, cum stains, food stains, they're just everywhere throughout the mall. The most cleaning that the janitors do now is go table to table and ask all these fat slobs if they want to get rid of some food. Just getting paid to be walking food dumpsters. And it was at this point that you realized that the dress code for the mall began to become way more lax, allowing full frontal nudity. This rule wasn't really written anywhere, but one morning you opened up the shop and you walked in and you saw just a completely naked slob, the fattest slob that you've ever seen. And that's when you realized it wasn't just any slob, it was your manager, embracing the nudist policy that the mall has set up. But unfortunately for you, you are a subordinate to this big, fat man, and he still requires you to follow company policy, to dress up in your uniform as assistant manager. And so every day, you put on a sweatshirt and a pair of sweatpants. Only problem is that the sweatshirt is a size 8XL and the sweatpants just barely cling on to you. And the sweatshirt, it was worn by the last assistant manager, so it's covered in grease and musk. At first, you hated wearing this uniform, but over time, you gradually grew to embrace it. Just as you grew accustomed to the slobby company culture that Game Slob had to offer. Normally, after you finish your shift, you head right home, but as the assistant manager, it was your job, your duty, to make sure that everybody felt included in this team. So it became your responsibility to manage all of these social gatherings after work.
gaming competitions, eating competitions, you name it. Whatever it was, he had to make sure that there was a ton of food to feed all these fat slobs you work with. And every so often, when you had to cover for somebody or open and then close and then open the next day, whenever you forgot to pack a lunch, you would just head down to one of the many restaurants at this mall. Downstairs, they took out the essential oil store and replaced it with a taqueria. The taqueria is about to close, but you get inside there and you order a small burrito and some agua frescas. You sit your ass down as you stare around and see all the slobs in there still munching down on whatever they've eaten, eating massive amounts of nachos, cheese, guacamole, and burritos. You don't know what has to go through somebody's mind to end up as a fat slob, but once you get your order, you notice that it's way bigger than what you paid for. The fat slob of a cashier hands you a 21-pound burrito and tells you to have a nice day. You tell him that you ordered a small burrito, and he nods and says, yes, that is a small burrito. You ask him to make you a smaller one, and the slob just belches in your face and gets to work, making you a 12-pound burrito and handing it to you, telling you to get out because they're closing. You leave the taqueria carrying about 35 pounds of food in your hands. The massive 21-pound burrito and the 12-pound burrito sitting on top of it require both of your hands to carry. You walk through the empty mall slowly. This thin sheet of foil is, and an even thinner corn tortilla is the only thing between you and 35 pounds of ground beef, cheese, sour cream, avocados, rice, and beans. There was no way that you could eat this in one sitting, much less put it away in your fridge, you think to yourself. Did that fat slob really think that you could eat all of this? You laugh to yourself as you catch a glimpse of your body in the mirror. You can see the beginnings of a gut behind your sweatshirt, and your sweatpants are looking a bit more tight than usual. Having to run all of those events and eating the leftovers was clearly starting to catch up with you. You thought to yourself, I should really head to a gym. I don't want to end up as a big fat slob like everybody else here. And that's when you look down and see a boner jutting out of your sweatpants. The most confusing boner that you've had in your entire life. This burrito did look pretty small compared to all the burritos that you've seen other slobs eat in the mall. You feel this urge to sit down and start eating, so you find a nearby bench. You sit down and unwrap the 12-pound burrito. You stare at it for a second. It looks so tiny. It's more of a snack than a burrito, you think to yourself as you take a bite. And then, before you know it, you take another, and another, and another, and it's all gone. And in its place is your big, swollen belly. You grab onto your belly, so confused. How did you eat that 12-pound burrito in no time? You look over at the 21-pound burrito now, and your mouth starts to drool a little bit. As you reach over and grab it, you feel the burrito give way a little bit. It's gone cold. After all, you were waiting for a while for that second burrito, but you didn't care. It was okay to eat as much as you wanted, whenever you wanted. After all, you were an assistant manager at GameSlob, so you might as well act like it, right? You unwrap the burrito, and as you do, the bottom of the burrito just completely gives up and drops all the stuffing, all the beans, lettuce, cheese, rice, and beef onto your uniform just covering you completely. You feel a wave of shame wash over you, and it's replaced with the loudest guffawing laugh that you've ever heard. And that laugh, it's coming from you. You just look like such a messy fatty now. You just feel dumb, hungry, and stupid. And so you start shoveling all of the slop that spilled all over you into your mouth. And you just laugh every time you do, chewing the delicious burrito filling like it's your last meal. But your celebration is short-lived as, in the distance, you can see one of those security guards, those big, fat, round ones who spend all day patrolling the mall looking for food, waddle his way in. The only thing he's got on is his black belt that's squeezing and straining against all of his fat. As he wobbles back and forth, he has his nightstick that's just stacked to the top with donuts. And every time he takes a bite of one of the donuts, you can see him make the dumbest face. This fucking fat ass is fucking gooning. You try your best to sink into the bench, hoping that he won't notice you. But as he passes by, you let out the biggest fart. His body just slowly turns around, and he's giving you the most serious look on his face. As he gets closer and closer, you know he's going to kick you out of the mall. But instead of trying to apprehend you, he just puts one leg up on the bench and lets out the biggest fart into your face. And you can tell by the smell that this fat slob, he had one of those big fat burritos from that taqueria too. And you smile because your entire brain is just being replaced by the fart. He grabs you by your collar and puts your face into his fat pad, and you can feel as his fat pad leaks seminal fluids all over your fat face. And the next thing you remember is the big round ass of the security guard as he drags you over to the 24-hour buffet and gets a table for two. You spend the entire night eating, drinking, and laughing with all the other fat slobs that frequent this buffet. Until finally, you hear an alarm go off, and it's time to get back to work. You grumble and groan as you have to roll onto your belly, and then roll back onto your legs, just to stand upright. And even then, you aren't used to all this weight. Your sweatpants are now torn on the ass cheeks from all of your powerful, earth-rumbling farts. And your sweatshirt, the one that was oversized, is now just so tight on your body. It's almost cutting into you. It takes you an hour just to get out of the buffet. And you know you're not going to make it to work on time. And so you waddle your way over to all those motorized scooters, and you blush embarrassed as you can barely squeeze into one. And you drive your ass all the way over to the food court first to get a bucket of corn dogs, a bucket of French fries, and a dozen milkshakes to help you get through the work day. As you drive your way into the store, you see the manager, and you blush thinking that he's going to ask you about all the weight that you've put on. But all he does is what he normally does. Belch, fart, eat, talk about video games. The only difference is now he's doing it several hundred pounds heavier. Normally you tune out your big fat slob manager's ramblings, but now that you're more his size, you just can't help but listen to him as he talks about all the video games he's played. As he chats with you, you're just so engrossed by this gross slob of a man. Every single thing he says just permeates your mind. your slob of a manager just starts telling you all of these factoids, trivia about some obscure game that he played in the 1990s, and all of it just goes right into your psyche, pushing out who you are and who you used to be, and replacing it all with just random arbitrary nonsense. You're just so full of food, and yet so empty at the same time. Your mind is replaced by video games. And as your manager speaks to you more about these video games, you feel your gut start to sag all the way down to your motorized scooter until finally it just gives way underneath you and collapses. You fall to the floor and you feel your vision start to blur. And that's when you reach on the counter and grab your coworker's glasses and you put them on. And as you do, your tits, they just start to swell and push out from underneath your sweatshirt, tearing it in half. You crawl your way behind the register and you prop yourself up against the wall. Your manager hands you a controller, and at first you don't know what to do with it. But then your hands just take over, and you start playing this game like you've played it all your life. You just zone out for a couple of hours, eating out of the bucket of corn dogs, drinking your milkshakes, until you see somebody trim coming up to the counter, some jock returning a rental video game, and as you stare at him, you get reminded of something familiar. But it soon fades away as you feel the pulse and ache of an orgasm just ravage your body. You squirt all over the counter and scare away the jock with a hearty belch and a loud, smelly fart.